This is Long-Term Care Connections for July 29, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. WACA, together with its partner associations, is recommending that Washington continue the exception process for the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week registered nurse staffing requirement that applies to large, non-essential community nursing home providers. WACA participated in the stakeholder workgroup convened to review the exception process, which provides temporary, targeted flexibility for nursing homes that cannot maintain continuous RN coverage despite good faith efforts. During an approved exception period, provider must continue meeting the federal requirement for 16 hours of RN coverage each day, with an LPN covering the remaining hours. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections online to learn more about the exception process and to read WACA's recommendations to DSHS for its report to the legislature. Congratulations to Creekside Place in Battleground for achieving their second consecutive deficiency-free survey. This is an incredible accomplishment, and WACA would like to applaud the hard work of their entire team. We're proud to represent member facilities like Creekside Place. DSHS has issued a new Dear Administrator letter regarding the use of GLP-1 injections in assisted living settings. Under current Washington State nurse delegation rules, injections have not been permitted to be delegated, due to limits on injectable delegation. Find the link to read the letter in full on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. In this week's grassroots update, we're on the campaign trail. Over the past 2 weeks, WACA has conducted a number of facility tours in collaboration with our members. These facility tours have provided an opportunity for WACA to bridge connections between district legislators and long-term care experts in the field. These tours were also chances to pass along meaningful campaign contributions to candidates WACA supports. We would like to thank Agility Health and Rehab, Transitional Care of Seattle, Avamere Rehabilitation of Issaquah, and Clearwater Springs by Cogger for their recent participation. If you are interested in getting your facility involved, please contact Aiden Swain at WACA.org today. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for Fall Conference. Coming up September 14th to 16th at the historic Davenport in Spokane, this event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. You won't want to miss our special sessions on dementia care or the Ask an Expert series, where you can connect directly with legal, HR, and insurance specialists. WACA's signature specialty trainings are back. These intensive webinars prepare administrators or their designees to qualify as a facility-based trainer in the specialty topics of dementia or mental health. Join us September 2nd and 3rd for the dementia session, and September 9th and 10th for mental health. Register now for the LEAD Assisted Living Executive Training Program. This multi-day virtual workshop, held September 29th through October 8th, helps assisted living administrators at every level and those who aspire to be, to gain proficiency and develop their skills with confidence, capability, and efficiency. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.